This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Federal prosecutors have arrested 15 people in Minneapolis, accusing them of conspiring to impede federal officers during Operation Metro Surge. MNN's Sean Maloney has more.
According to a federal indictment unsealed Tuesday, the group allegedly worked together to disrupt law enforcement efforts. Authorities say five of the defendants face additional charges, including solicitation of violence, interstate threats, assault on a federal officer, and destruction of government property. U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen called the case part of a broader effort to address what he described as organized, lawless behavior endangering officers and communities. Officials say a dozen suspects are now in custody, one was already detained, and two remain at large. Sean Maloney, MNN.
Governor Walz is overseas taking part in the Austrian World Summit in Vienna to discuss climate change and renewable energy. The governor was asked about his approach when the Canadian wildfires threatened our state.
You can't escape the impact. And while there are folks that think those borders are going to stop that pollution from coming across, it didn't really care that it was Canadian wildfires. It became our issue too. And I think that's the way it has to be approached.
Walz was also asked about Minnesota's goal of 2040 for using only renewable energy. He says the state is about 5 years ahead of that goal. Minnesota's housing market picked up steam in May after a sluggish start to the spring season. MNN's Tasha Radel.
New data shows pending sales jumped 6.8% statewide compared to a year ago. New listings also increased, rising 4.5% statewide, while closed sales posted their strongest gain of the year at 2.8%. Minnesota Realtors President Wendy Uzalak says the delayed spring market is showing renewed momentum.
We're all feeling pretty positive about the marketplace.
The statewide median home price sits at $362,500. Tasha Radel, MNN.
The Minnesota DNR is accepting applications for its field-to-forest cost-share program. Forestry Incentives Coordinator Jennifer Teagarden says the program helps reimburse landowners who want to reforest former ag land.
Landowners must have a minimum of 3 open acres of land, and a minimum of 3 tree species must be planted to create diversity. And the way the program works is, if needed, we will cost share up to 75% of the cost.
Teagarden says the program is part of a larger goal to replant 1 million acres of forest by 2027. University of Minnesota Medical School research team has been awarded a $2.2 million grant from the National Eye Institute to better understand causes of retinal diseases such as age-related macular degeneration. They'll also develop new treatments. This is MNN.